Another Mother podcast, a safe place for stepmoms to unravel the blended chaos and share lessons learned, the good, the bad, and the high conflict.
We're your and host, Amanda. Dana. Just a couple of stepmoms who have struggled to find their role. Now let's grab a drink and talk some shit.
Joining us today is Brooke, another Albertan, also a stepmom and a blogger. You can find her on Instagram as @thestrugglingstepmom. Brooke, would you like to introduce yourself a little
bit? Welcome, Brooke.
Thanks, girls.
Yeah.
Super excited to be here. I'm a stepmom to a 12-year-old girl and soon-to-be 10-year-old boy. Bio mom to two boys, 3 and 10 months. I started my blog for a couple reasons. One, that I've always felt writing to be therapeutic. And in this role, who doesn't need a little therapy? Also, during my early stages, I felt pretty alone, and finding someone who had been through what I was going through was next to impossible. So now I just kind of want to be a safe place for other stepmoms to feel more understood and validated.
We appreciate you.
Thanks.
I think a lot of us in this kind of scenario, I mean, Dana and I starting our podcast was kind of similar reasons. We wanted to create a community. I think it ties in really well with our topic today.
Yeah. So I think it was really important to kind of discuss just like ways you can support your stepmom or, you know, just a friend that you know, or, and honestly, like, I think it's pretty tricky. Like, I think most people don't know what to say or how to be or how to support them. So yeah, just thinking of things that we can do or let people know how to, I don't know, help us out a little bit when we need it, especially, you know, those times where you're venting and someone's in your position, isn't in your position and doesn't know maybe what to say. So, Brooke, do you have, actually, you have a funny story.
I do. It's not stepmom related, but
no,
I do have a 3-year-old, and he's become very interested in having a penis. And we try not to, you know, use fluffy words about your private. So he's, you know, been here with another boy and kind of surrounded in men a little bit. And he has been asking me if I have a penis. And I tell him, no, girls don't have penises. And I think he's found it a little hard to believe, because recently I have been using the washroom and forgot to lock the door, and in busts my 3-year-old demanding to see my penis. So yeah, something I'm just kind of trying to work through. And if you have any advice for moms of toddler boys, then definitely open to it, because I don't really want to be the one to
my 3-year-old toddler about his penis.
My most recent parenting adventure. Oh, good.
What? Sorry,
I said my 3-year-old toddler talks about his penis in Walmart, so I have zero advice. Except mine believes that I don't have a penis. He tells me I have 2 butts. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you have a friend.
Well, over here.
Oh, yes. I remember, that's funny that you mentioned that too, because I remember we went with my in-laws to a hotel to go swimming, like when my son was just like, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3. And I was finished first or whatever. So I was kind of waiting in the hallway until they were done kind of rinsing off and getting dressed. And like, all I could hear was my son, and he was in the change room with my spouse and like his dad. And he was like, oh man, when do I get a penis the size of grandpa's? And he like, all I see is grandpa like run out and like leave, not looking at anybody.
you're like high fiving your mother-in-law. Oh.
Oh, that's amazing.
Man, no filter. That's something
no really needed to right? know about grandpa either.
No, I didn't need to know that. Oh man, kids are the best.
Do you have many friends who are also stepmoms, or is that something that's new to you?
I do have a few other stepmoms in real life, but definitely have found more since going online. I know there's a lot of stepmoms out there, and I don't know why I don't seem to run into them in real life, but definitely more online. But yeah, there are a few. I do have a few good friends that are also stepmoms.
I think it's hard too, because each situation is so different. It's hard to connect with someone whose situation is similar to yours. I mean, even out of the three of us, it's all completely different.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. No, I'm like, honestly, I mean, besides like connecting with you, Amanda, I didn't have anybody as far as stepmoms go. Like no one, I feel like, understood. That's why I joined all those toxic Facebook groups, and I know they're toxic, but I was like, at least it's somebody out there that knows.
If nothing else, you're like, at least I'm not the worst.
Yeah, it definitely gives you that that sense of, well, my situation isn't like, as bad as I thought.
Exactly. I know, I'm always like, to my spouse, I'm like, whoa, you should see this. We thought we had it bad.
100%.
Do you guys find it hard to connect with other moms that have bio children but not stepchildren? Like, I think those roles are so different.
Oh, for sure. And I do find that it's definitely different if you're talking about step parenting to people who only have biological kids. Uh-huh. I find that biological moms have a hard time stepping out of that role. So if you're talking about something with your stepchildren, then they'll be more inclined to think about themselves as the bio mom and not your role, which, I mean, since becoming a bio mom, I understand it's, you know, you kind of have a different perspective. Yeah. And it is hard, like even being a stepmom, thinking about my biological children having a stepmom, it would be difficult for sure. So I do understand, but yeah, it does add some difficulty to having those conversations with people who really can't understand where we're coming from.
Yeah.
You guys?
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. Even some of my girlfriends aren't even moms, to be quite honest. So I'm like, whew. I know, they're like, you have your hands full. Like, I don't even know what to say there. But I just find I get a whole lot of like, man, like to the friends that I have that are moms, they're just like, I can't imagine. And I just find they say that over and over and over again. And it's like, well,
yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah. Moving on then, I guess.
Yeah. Because it's always easier said than done, you know, like sometimes, you know, it's like they will give their advice and it's just, it's hard because, and I don't blame them, but you just don't know unless you're in it.
Even sometimes once you're in it.
You for sure. Yeah. For sure. And I started to relate.
No, yes. For sure. Exactly. Exactly. Like we, you know, we're struggling because we're in a city and we've never wanted to be in a city. And the only reason we're in the city is because of my stepdaughter's situation and being close to her mom and school. And like we just don't want to be here, but it's something that we're just like, once she gets to a certain age, we'll move along and she'll be able to do whatever she needs to do. And everyone's like, you just should just do it. Just move. Just do it anyway. And it's like, yeah.
It's not that easy.
Yeah, exactly. Like I could be like, we could go to court. They could say, actually, no, move back. Like, there's so many sticky situations.
And once you've already been to court, then who wants to do that again?
No.
You know, like,
no,
it's not a pleasant experience.
No.
So
I'm assuming you've been in, have you been in there more than once or?
We went a few times early on.
Right.
But yeah, it's, it did not go well. And I do not want to go back. I find they're just so heavy on the moms.
Yeah.
The right choice. So it's just a lot. It cost us a lot of money for not a lot of payout. So.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the financial
drain? No, story. I totally agree.
Yeah.
And most of the time the system is so absolutely ridiculously backwards that like, I think we fought for a good 5 years and we're like, we got nowhere. I mean, we got a few things, don't get me wrong, that benefited her, like my stepdaughter, yes. But otherwise we got like, you know, probably 3 to 4 tiny wins to improve her life. But otherwise we were like, man, mental health doesn't apparently matter.
Yes, that was our situation too. It was, I went in thinking they want what's best for the kids. They're always preaching best interest of the children.
Right.
So we went in thinking that's what they would be looking at, but it was kind of, we went from being encouraged that we would get what we wanted and the kids would end up with us to that's not going to happen. And you know, like you should be happy that you get them for a few weeks a year, kind of.
So,
you know, once the lawyer got the money.
For sure. For sure. And so I think it's important for people to know that like you guys are very long distance.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Yeah. They live in Ontario. We live in Alberta. Mm-hmm. So that was something that they told us after the fact, but in the first meeting, the first couple meetings with the lawyer, they assured us that the situation, that it was better for the kids to be with us and that, you know, we would definitely go for that. And mediation wasn't an option. And then once they had the money and, you know, things started rolling, then all of a sudden we were going to mediation. And then that was the deciding factor. So why did we need a lawyer? Because by the time we even got to mediation, we had fired her because we'd been through 2 retainers by then. And if we're going here, then why, you know? So that was definitely that was when I started trying to find some information on, you know, like other stepmoms, trying to find other stepmoms, because had I had someone to tell me that it start there, you know, just go to mediation, don't hire a lawyer yet, because this is probably how it's going to end. And at least start there, you know, if you're not happy with the outcome, then maybe go from there. But we could have saved so much money if we had had someone to kind of guide us to.
I've seen that so many times, people saying that like the court process is what pushed them to find support and advice and those things. But sometimes in like the chaos of court, everything is just overwhelming too.
Yeah. And you're just, when you do look at going into it, then you do read so much about how they want what's best for the kids. And you truly know that this is best for the kids, not realizing that the court doesn't have the resources to really look into every situation. And so if there's not obvious abuse or, you know,
and that's something that I found too, was that, you know, like us and the family, like we, you know, and I think most people's situations, like the reason that you're at the court stage is because you have a history and you're frustrated and it's not working out. And this is why you're doing it. But like, once you get to the court, it's like, they don't know any of that. And it's basically just your word versus theirs. So you need a history.
Like, yeah. And they don't even want to. Yeah, they don't want to hear any fighting. Yeah. And so they just take everybody's word as fact. And if everybody was being honest, then we wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
You know? But
Yeah, I know. I think everyone's probably in the same boat as far as like the court process. And I think at one point or another, almost everybody ends up there at some point. But it's like, I can't even count how many times I just like Googled stuff. And I was like, we're clearly on our own as far as lawyers. Like, lawyers only get you so far. They don't care as much as you do.
Well, and that's the biggest thing is that it's obviously a high conflict situation. Mm-hmm. So we're paying this lawyer, and then bio mom had a, I can't think of the word, but
legal
she
aid
was not paying for her lawyer. Yes, she had legal aid. We didn't qualify for that. So we're spending thousands of dollars on a lawyer. So we're trying to discuss things with her to get some sort of understanding so that, you know, to save some money or, and so she would agree to something through email with my husband, and then we'd hear from her lawyer through our lawyer. So now that's another $30. And then when on something we already agreed on, now she's disagreeing with us. And then, so every time, like, she's sending her lawyer at no cost to her, to our lawyer. And then, so our money just kept dwindling.
And I feel like every small issue, she's like, okay, back to court. And I'm like, it must be nice to have the government as your sugar daddy. Like,
yes. Yeah. And there were so many, talk to my lawyer. Come on. Like, about the smallest things, right? And it's just, so it ended up costing us so much money for getting absolutely nowhere.
I'm not sure if you guys feel the same way, but I felt like when we were in that process, I either didn't want to talk to my friends and reach out about it because I was so overwhelmed by it, so I didn't want to, like, project it on other people, or I found if I did, people either, like, had no idea how to relate, like friends of mine, or they give really shitty advice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just let the real parents deal with it. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
Like, this is.
Yeah, it is nice to have friends that just let you vent.
Yes.
And I think
and then you spend so much of your time.
Sorry, go ahead, Brooke.
No, you go.
Oh, I was just going to say that I think at the end of the day, like, I know I have, like, I have many friends, but one friend in particular, she just, like, listens to me and she asks questions and she follows it up. And I don't know, she just listens and is like, I'm sorry, like, that's horrible. Like, she tries to find solutions, but it doesn't feel like she's trying to act like she maybe knows. Like, she's like, well, have you tried this? Or maybe this is an option. Or like, wow, yeah, I don't know what I would do in your situation. Like, how are you handling this? And that helps.
Sometimes
me.
Just someone acknowledging that it is shitty goes a long way. Like, thank you.
Yeah.
It is. I'm going to eat chocolate in your head now.
Yeah. Do you guys, like, so Brooke, do you have friends that maybe aren't stepmoms that just, like, are just like that shoulder kind of thing that
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And I have a lot of friends who had divorced parents. So they've at least been in, you know, in the situation from one side or another. And yeah, my best girlfriend's always been there, and the kids are family to her and always have been. And she's very understanding and tries to, like, she gives advice and then listens when she doesn't know what to say, you know, and she's always been great. And it is hard, and it's hard to talk about it. And when you're going through all that too, I find that you spend so much time just, like, on the internet and looking for things, and you just spend so much of your spare time being trying to find what to do or what's best, or that I would not even talk to anybody because when I had the time, I'd be trying to figure out what we're going to do to, you know, get the end result that we're looking for, and trying to find people who've been through it. But that's so hard. And like you said, the Facebook groups that you first find when you go online are just just people.
A lot of it is just petty.
Complaining.
Yeah.
Yes. And this, yeah, so petty. And that's
that
not what.
My mom dyed her hair the like, same color as mine. I am pissed.
Right? Yes.
That's just
things
yeah.
just
yeah.
like that.
It's funny because this topic. Yeah. Suggestion actually came from one of my best friends, and she is doesn't have bio kids either, but I've been friends with her since a few months after I met my now husband, so she has seen all the roller coasters of my step parenting journey. And when I suggested that, or when she suggested this topic, I was just like, okay, great idea, but are you gonna just give me the list of things that you can do as a good friend, like
yeah,
like, we do here.
Yeah, and like honestly, I think like we said before, I think the best thing that she's ever done is just sat and listened and like not been judgmental and
yes, and not diminished your position. Like I find that something that is really helpful from people who don't really understand it, just to understand that it is real to you and that these are your children and this is your family. And whether you birthed them or you didn't, or whether you created the family or married yeah. into it, it is your life. And
right.
I find a hard, like a very hard thing to deal with and that you just brush off because it happens so often is being disregarded yeah. as.
This is a little a bit parent. Off topic.
Yeah.
You know? There's a show that my husband and I watch and the biological dad is in jail for life. So she has, like, the wife is now with somebody new. And it's actually the dad's best friend that she ended up, like, being with 10 years later or whatever. And it's just so interesting how they show stepdads and just, like, glowing light around them. Like, everything they do is just so wonderful.
Yes.
And the same role with a woman on any TV show or movie is just, like, exactly the opposite. And it's no wonder our society treats moms
yeah.
the way they do.
Well, it's like
yeah, because we have no place trying to be their mom.
That's right. Evil stepmoms are like Disney
yeah.
movies. Like that's where it's basically originated from. And like we've always, I feel like, been like, I don't know about you guys, but like I'm pretty involved in my stepdaughter's life. So when it comes to like her extracurricular activities or school or whatever. And I'm meeting people and I always introduce as her stepmom. And it like at first, like, I mean, we end up being close, but at first it's like, oh, like, what are you doing here? Kind of thing. And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, even
like I'm allowed
Brooke
to
said in her blog about how the first thing they ask you is like what the bio mom is like. Like, can we just focus on us here?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I don't care what she's like. Yeah.
Yeah, all they care about is the drama between you and the mom because, but then for us, we can't do anything right because if we do too much, then we're trying to be the mom when we're not really the mom.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you're not doing things for the kids, then like, what kind of wench are you? You knew what you were getting into. You're supposed to take
so
care of these kids.
That, have I,
you know,
you lost or had to maybe disengage from a friendship who didn't support your blended family?
I don't know that I've consciously thought about it. I think I probably would distance myself from somebody who didn't get it. But I also think I've taken the position of this is my family and it is what it is. And have like, if people don't accept it, then that's their business not to accept it. But I don't pay much attention to it because.
Yeah.
You know,
I also do think that it's one of those things like you are insecure about your role in your stepchildren's life. Like people pick up on that. If you're confident, like since I've gained confidence
yes.
in my role and I'm like, no, this is what it is. Like, if you want to judge me, fuck off. Like I feel like I don't attract as much judgment maybe.
And that's what I find too, that a lot of stepmoms, I actually wrote an ebook about this, that you have to figure out which stepmom you want to be, because that's where I think people are insecure and not knowing what they should do and what's too much and what's not enough and what's, you know. So for me, I find that there's three different positions you can take where either you're really involved and you're all in, and it is, you're the mom in your household and you're going to be there for your kids, or you can be the opposite and just be dad's girlfriend, dad's wife, and just kind of not play. And I have a friend that is that role, and the kids are older too, which helps, but she never wanted kids. She didn't want to be a stepmom. And so she's not, you know, she's with the dad. They've been together for years. They have a wonderful relationship, and he is the dad and she is not. And then there's the middle ground where, you know, you don't really discipline or have a frontline role, but you support the biological parent. And, you know, you, if they're not around, then you kind of, you know, your dad's not going to like this, you can't be doing that, whatever, and kind of just be the supportive person. And then if things get too much, then you can kind of step back and be like, not here today, you know?
Yeah.
But
I feel like I'm an all-in stepmom.
Me too.
I'm a controlling, like, it's not even like, I'm just like, I just love my kids, and I would hate it if, like, I put myself in my stepdaughter's shoes, and I would hate to be treated differently for half of my life.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, like, I don't.
Yeah, and for some families, work.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've asked her that before, you know, like, I'm like, do you feel like I'm fairer between you and like my son? And she's like, oh, totally fair. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I remind my stepdaughter often. I'm like, I yell at all of you equally.
Yeah, exactly. You all get the same amount of shit on a regular basis. Yeah.
And that's the thing, you have to do both, right? Like, you have to discipline them the same. And that was something I always thought about, because I always wanted to have children biologically as well.
Yeah.
So I never wanted there to be a difference in anything with our kids when they're here or not. But that... Yeah. And some families do it. Like, you know, there's one stepmom, they have his babies, hers babies, and ours babies. And the dad disciplines and parents his kids, and she disciplines and parents her kids. And that's what works for them. But I just couldn't imagine being like, oh, this is your problem, because, you know, they're all mine. And whether they like it or not, it's just the way it is.
Don't get me wrong.
No, I totally
There's definitely
agree.
Times where I'm like, your dad will be home in 3 hours. He can deal with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
For any of them, though.
Yeah.
I also think that a lot of stepmoms are kind of set up to fail, in just the sense that, like, even just some of the memes that get shared around social media, like, there's that one of at the soccer game where they're all wearing, like, their matching jerseys and blah, 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 like, do not set yourself up with unrealistic expectations walking into your role. Like, that.
Mine and age, they're so just going to be worn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
that get warmed up.
Yeah, that was my dream walking in. That was the mom and I were going to be best friends, and we were going to go on vacations together and do holidays. And
now you just laugh at yourself now while you sit blind.
I'm like, oh, that was a big dream. And in fairness, I mean, she would not have felt that way, right? Like, I didn't really think about it from her side. She didn't want me here.
No.
You know?
You're like an excited puppy fair. Going in.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm so excited. And she's like, you think you're going to be a mom to my kids? I don't think so. Like, I'm mom, you know.
Which you can sympathize with, but I'm honestly the person, like, I would never want anyone to feel any type of, like, I don't know, any type of like negativity from me for no reason. Like, it's different if we have like a history or something, but like, I know I've talked about this on other episodes where like when I first met her for the first 2 years, I was like, hey, how are you? How's it going? Like, I treaded really lightly, but I was polite. And like, she was just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You do not exist.
Yeah.
It's like, I could never do that.
Yeah. And at a certain point, you do have to accept that this is a life that your children are living.
Yeah.
And I would so much rather, if something happened between me and my husband and my kids ended up with a stepmom, I would want her to be my friend.
Yeah.
And I would want to be able to talk to her about things. And, you know, moms are so much more chatty about kids than dads.
For sure.
And my husband's not sending pictures to their mom when they're here. I'm doing that, you know? And so I would so much rather have, you know, even if I went to my friends later and was like, oh, I hate this woman so much. Like, I would befriend her for sure. Even if it was hard, just because I think it's a better route, but I've also been on the other side. So it's easier to see.
I agree. And even after all the crap that we've been through with our, both my stepdaughter's mom, like, I wouldn't befriend her, but I could be civil. Like I said to my husband, it would be nice if Mother's Day we could meet up and have dinner together. I raised her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we should get to have dinner together. I'll make it. I'll let him pay for it all. But, like, you're going to smile at me.
Yes.
In that perfect world.
Yeah. Do you feel like there's any negative comments or advice that people who aren't in blended families kind of give, maybe with good intention?
I find there's a lot of the, like, we are long distance, so the kids are here for 7-8 weeks in the summer, and people will be like, oh, like, are you just dying for them to leave? Like, would you be dying for your kids to leave?
Don't ask me. After I'm not. 14 months in the house.
You know. I'm no more dying for my stepkids to leave than the other two. So.
Right.
You know. But there's that kind of assumption that I don't have tolerance for my stepkids, or that they're not. You know, that my husband, or there, that must be very hard for him. That must, it's just like a complete, they disregard any feelings that you might have, because you obviously don't have feelings. They're not really your kids. So, and that I find difficult.
What about you, Dana?
Yeah.
And that you must not love them. Like, I don't like the fact that, like, don't get me wrong, I know for a fact that there's a difference between the biologicals and the stepkids in a sense, but I still love her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It might be a little different kind of love, but I still love her. And so I personally hate, and I think I get more of that from my own family than I do from like friends or my support system or anything. Hence why I cut my family pretty much right off. But I just find that they don't gather that I love her. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think anybody gets it, because I think a lot of the, like, the older generation that maybe does have a blended family, like, I don't think they felt that way.
No.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's more right.
That's right. Yeah, like my husband got my like my baby videos. Like, it's basically every birthday I've ever had, and he got it all put onto, like, I don't know, like a hard drive or something like that. You know how techie we all are, right? yeah. There you go. And he put it onto there. And so I was watching it, and I actually do have half brothers, and they didn't live with us full time, but they came and visited every once in a while. And like, just, it's so uncomfortable to watch, because I see just like how uncomfortable they are and how unwelcome they feel in every single birthday, every single event. And I'm just like, Oh man, and I can tell because it's my dad's kids. I can tell my mom looks at them as like a nuisance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh man.
Yeah, it's hard.
It is hard. So I always second guess myself of like, am I doing my part to make her feel like I do love her just like I love my son? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is something that you think about, right? That you don't. And I'm probably more inclined to think twice before I say something than I would to my biological kids because
yeah,
you don't worry about those things the same, right? Like yeah. If they don't like it, then that's too bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
But, and there's the worry that they're going to go back and say things to their mom and maybe take something the wrong way. Like there's definitely a different element of behavior because there's so many more aspects that can come back at you, right? That you worry about. Like right now, my three-year-old, if I say something to him I don't like, the biggest fear I have is that he's going to tell my mom. And I mean, they think the sun rises and sets on those kids. So
yeah.
It's a little bit scary. She's good at knowing that she's the grandma and I'm the mom, but that's my biggest worry. So
does your family like accept your stepkids pretty quickly?
Oh yeah. Yeah. When I first started dating my husband, my parents are divorced and I have a stepdad that's been around since I was young, I don't know, 11 or 12 or something. And so my mom didn't love that he had children, but
oh, okay.
Just because she was like, she's like, financially you're going to be on the hook and there's more, you know, issue that you're going to go through because of that. And then she met them and she just fell in love with them right away. And now she's, can't imagine them not being around. So it was not an issue. And they do. They love them. My parents love them. My family loves them. So my mom's always sending them chocolates at Easter. And
aww, you know, that's so nice.
Yeah. My family all buys them Christmas presents. And yeah, they love them. So it's been definitely easy that way. But
yeah, that makes the whole process.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky. Here for sure. Yeah.
Oh man, it's also hard, you guys.
Why we're drinking?
It's
like I can't go an episode without drinking a glass of wine.
Cheers, ladies.
I'm with you. Don't worry.
Good. So who would you say, like, on a more regular basis, Brooke, like, who would you say is more like a part of your like village? Or do you have one?
Definitely my parents. My parents have always been a huge, huge help. And mm-hmm. like I said, my parents are divorced. I have a great relationship with both of them. And my stepdad is super supportive and a really loving parent.
Aww.
And so I had definitely a solid foundation coming into the step parenting position. And it made me really appreciate all that he went through with us and my mom and my dad, probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but yeah, so that helped. And I think a huge thing is my husband is always on my side and has always given me a voice and listened to what I say. And it's never, he's never been, you know, they're not yours, you don't get it. Or I've heard that some people's husbands say things like that. Yeah. And I could not imagine. And he's always let me, you know, decide what I'm comfortable with. And we had a conversation about what role I was going to play. And he was completely supportive of what I wanted to do and be. And so that's super helpful. And then my my best friend that I was talking about earlier, she's always been there, and she's, you know, she's bought the kids' birthday presents and Christmas presents from the time we started dating, and has always kind of, you know, she sends a Christmas card. The kids aren't even here, and she's, their names are on them. Like, she has been great with, yeah, remembering that they are my family.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple of online groups that I am a part of when you need something a little more specific with people who have been there and understand. And I find meeting you girls and people that, you know, are kind of in it is so helpful, because you can have conversations where they actually get it, and not just that they love you and they want to be there for you. It's nice to have people that have their own story and can truly relate. So I think finding people that kind of have the same values as you and the same feelings towards their position is, has been very helpful for me. So that's kind of where I'm at.
That's, I couldn't agree more. And that's wonderful that you have, you know, all those different types of, just like people that you can reach out to. And I couldn't agree more with the, like, online, like, it's so hard for me to, like, tell my kids, like, oh, you can't, you don't need to be online. You don't need to be online. But, like, honestly, it's been so helpful through the, through this whole thing.
Yeah.
And even just since starting the podcast, it's like, just speaking with you and speaking with, Billy and Jordan in our last episode, it's like, man, like, we really aren't alone.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody feels a certain way about something at some point, and it feels pretty isolating. But once you start talking to people, it's like, okay,
yeah,
we're all battling.
Isolating
through
is
this,
always
you know?
The word that comes to mind when I think about, like, especially as a new stepmom. I mean, one of my very, very closest friends, like, not long after my significant other and I started, like, being serious and living together. I mean, we're okay now, but we're not exactly, like, close friends all these years later. But definitely there was a few times where she'd invite me out or whichever, and my husband was worked on call at the time. So it was like, no, I can't. Like, I'm home, and, you know, he might have to go to work. And it was always like, well, she's not your kid. Just leave. Or, like, I'm like, oh, thanks for the reminder. I forgot. I'll be there soon. Like, fuck off.
Yeah. I didn't birth her, so that means I should probably just not care. Yeah.
But it's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny that
maybe she has, like, tried to reach out and be like, are we best friends again? I'm like, hard no, girlfriend.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's crazy. It's funny that you say that, Amanda, because even my own mother actually was, like, wanting us to fly back to Ontario last year. And I was like, well, no, like, the last time I went, I just went with my son. And I think I went with him for only a few days, and I went with him while my stepdaughter was gone back to her mom's. But, like, I learned from her therapist that she felt pretty left out. Like, I didn't even bring my spouse. It was just literally me and my son. And it was just to kind of surprise my grandma, who was just kind of battling. Like, she had just moved into a senior's home, and she was really down and depressed and everything. So we just, like, flew back for, like, 3 days to cheer her up and flew home. And she felt from her therapist that she felt pretty left out about that and pretty hurt. So I was like, okay, I won't do that again. If anything, I'll bring her.
You probably thought it would be not fun for her.
Right. I just thought, like, we'll just go, like, yeah, and I figured her mom wouldn't even want, she doesn't even respect me enough that she would think that that's okay for me to take her out of province by myself, right? And so we just didn't, we were just like, just go. My spouse was like, just you and, you know, you and our son will go. And so now this time around, I just had explained to my mom, like, no, I think when we come back, it'll be either all four of us or I'll bring both kids. And she's like, well, no, like, it's fine. You can just, you know, bring Aiden. Like, he needs to see his family. I'm like, right. But so does she. Like, she is also my daughter, and she also would like to see you and see everybody else. And
be part of the family.
Right. And my mom's like, I just don't understand why you, like, you're making it so much more difficult. Like, you know, it's Aiden's family.
Like, and I'm like,
oh, man. Yeah.
And that's so common.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I'm just like, and she was a stepmom. And not a very good one.
Yeah, but she really didn't like it, right? Yeah. Like, and that's the thing. Like, there are definitely people that their experience has been different. And so they assume that you are going to feel the same way or that,
right?
You know, and when I got engaged to my husband, I had someone tell me that, you know, like that basically I had to learn my own mistakes and that like they had made the mistake of marrying someone with kids and, you know, you're never going to love them the same. And that's not been my experience.
No.
But it was hers. So, you know, and it is hurtful and it makes you feel very protective of your kids to think that they're going to feel people projecting that onto them when you don't feel that. And it's not their reality. And, you know, like, I just don't want the kids to ever hear something like that because it's not how we feel. So it shouldn't matter,
right?
You know, but.
Well, and I think you're right about, like, when it comes to your village, like, you're 100% right that your spouse or your husband should be a part of that. And I think that's like a lot of the time, I can't say for sure, but I think majority of the time from what I gather and what I see and read online, it's like you're having a shitty time because your spouse 100% doesn't support you.
Yes. And that he doesn't accept you as being a parent and part of the parenting team.
Right.
And I agree. I don't know either. But from what I see, I think that a lot of the step families that fall apart, and I know the statistic is crazy.
Yeah.
It's, I don't even know, but it's extremely high that second marriages fall apart at a far higher rate than first marriages, especially when there's kids. And I think it's because of that. I think it's because the biological parent isn't supporting your position as, like, I would lose my mind if my husband said to me that they weren't my kids.
Yeah.
And I married you, like, I decided that they were my kids.
Mm-hmm. You're in your role, then why is anybody else?
Yeah. And how isolating is it that in your own home you feel like you're not part of the family?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the family and you're just pretending to be part of it, you know, and you don't know when you're going to not be saying too much or, you know, I couldn't. And that's something that I find that, like, I even felt in the beginning, you know, they're all watching a movie on the couch and there's like, they're all sprawled out with their dad and I was doing dishes or something. And I come in and there's no room. Right. And you're like, oh, like, they just don't think of me or they don't whatever. And then I have a biological child and it is no different. And you realize that they're just kids. Of course they're not thinking of you.
No.
When you were a kid, were you thinking of the adults? No.
Never.
And so I just started going in and be like, move it, kids. Like, I'm coming in here. And you just have to remember that it's not, that's your insecurity being like, oh, they don't want me. Like, it's not that they don't, it's that they don't think about you, you know, like,
unlike
your kids, they think about themselves.
That's right.
Say, that's a kid issue, not a stepchild issue. Like,
yeah.
Yes. That's an every kid issue. And it's a stepmom issue because you're being insecure thinking that it's because you're the stepmom. And if you say something, then you're evil or something. Like,
no,
if you don't say anything, then you're only hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And I think that's definitely a piece of advice I would give is, like, if you feel like you literally have no one to turn to, I think you just need to start talking to your spouse and get on the same page. If anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's something, like, even with Mother's Day, just going, and I know it's a huge thing for stepmoms and stuff, and that's the dad's job to make you. And so if you want something, like, there's no man that's going to be like, oh, like, she's been making lunches or she's been doing their laundry or she loves them, so we should. They're not going to think about it. They don't think about it the way we think about it. So if you want them to do something, you just have to tell them to do something, you know? And then if they don't, you can fight with them about that. But
like, don't know each other's love languages, even. Like, for Mother's Day, for example, like, if you know your spouse's love language and it's big quality time, you know that, like, Dana going for a hike and just, like, spending quality time together is going to make her whole day. Like, just those, like, things, learning about each other or yourself go a long way.
Yeah.
And they would never be like, oh, let's go for a hike, unless I reminded everybody every year that that's what I want. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I love. And I know everybody likes doing it once we get out there. But it's like, that's the one day that I know there's like, there's no distractions. There's no me switching over laundry or doing this in between. It's like, we're dedicated to being outside.
And way easier just to lay it out than to be like, I can't believe we're here, not doing what I want to be doing.
Yeah, everybody
has no idea that's what you want to be doing.
Everything in a marriage, but I didn't communicate to my spouse about anything.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And like, don't
hashtag, I don't matter.
Yeah, like, guys are just stupid, but like,
yeah, exactly.
It is a two-way street.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree with you. I agree with you guys 100%. So I think, yeah, I think at the end of the day, that's good. I know for sure, like, my one friend who, again, she has no biological children or stepchildren or anything. And sometimes just she's like, hey, do you want to go out for like cheesecake? Or like, do you want to go hot tubbing? Or do you want to like do this? And she's just like a nice distraction from being mom or stepmom. So I feel like she really plays a good role in like helping me through really difficult situations by just like distracting me and just being my friend.
Yeah. And just making you be you.
Yeah.
Not a mom.
Yeah.
Not a stepmom. Just you as a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that just goes for parents in general. It's just like, sometimes it's like, oh yeah, I'm Dana. I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah, I was someone before all this.
Yeah. It's sometimes you go so long and you almost forget, you know.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah,
because you get wrapped up in it all, right?
Yeah,
that's super important. Yeah, for sure.
Well, Brooke, do you want to tell us where our listeners can find you on social media?
Yes, I am often on Instagram at The Struggling Stepmom. And my blog is on my website at strugglingstepmom.com. No the there. Those are the two biggest places.
Awesome. And I loved your blog, honestly. So I encourage everybody to go check out her definitely her most recent blog. But you're such a good writer, Brooke.
Oh, thanks, girls. It's helped me through a few things. A lot of fights with my mom as a teenager. That was kind of my olive branch. So she always thought I should write because she appreciated that. So
absolutely,
it's kind of what started.
Absolutely. I think that's such a great idea, and I just think, I mean, I think what you're doing is a great thing, and it makes everybody a little bit more, you know, feel it a little bit more like they have a place to go and just feel like they can relate to. So, I really appreciate you writing your feelings down on somewhere where we can all kind of check in and be like, oh, I'm not the only one going through this. I'm not the only one struggling, right?
I feel the same way about you guys. I love the podcast. I'm so glad you started it. And I love listening and being able to be like, yes, been there.
Happens to a few and far between, hey?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much again, Brooke. And thanks for everybody who's listening to Another Mother Podcast and being a part of our community. And just remember, no matter how unique your situation, you are not alone.
To be a part of the show, make an episode topic suggestion, or to share your story, please email info@anothermotherpodcast.ca and make sure to follow @anothermotherpodcast on Facebook and Instagram. And if you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks.